But first, the coronavirus outbreak has resulted in around 2,000 deaths and has led to restrictions on travel and quarantine passengers stuck on ships, among other impacts. But another effect could soon start to materialize, a shortage of some medications and medical devices. That's because many of them are made in China, which is the epicenter of this outbreak. It's something my next guest is warning about. Christy Blackburn is Deputy Director of the Pandemic and Biosecurity Policy Program at the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M University. And Christy, how concerned do you think we ought to be about what might be happening with this supply chain?
I would say we should be pretty concerned. You know, a year or so ago, we wrote a piece just generally talking about the potential effect of pandemics on our supply chains. And now we have kind of a specific example to look at with the coronavirus occurring in China and the specific impacts it could have on our pharmaceuticals. And given that, you know, 80% of our pharmaceuticals come from China, as we said in the piece, I think we should start getting concerned the longer the outbreak goes on.
Why is it that so many of our pharmaceuticals come from China and not anywhere else, including the U.S.?
That's a little bit complex, but really it just comes down to pricing and some of the policies that the Chinese government took to ensure that they would be a single supplier in the market. So there were instances of them dumping pharmaceuticals on the market at lower prices until they could kind of price out the rest of the companies in the United States and Europe. And we get cheaper pharmaceuticals when they come from China. So it's a little bit of a supply and demand situation.
Are there particular medications that you think could be particularly vulnerable?
You know, there's a lot of medications. I don't even know all of them that come from China because it's really hard to get that data. In our article, we use the example of heparin, which is the drug that they give you when you're having surgery, so it prevents your blood from clotting. The vast majority of that is made in China, so just I guess that's kind of an easy example because we did have the issue of contamination, and so we're aware of how much of that comes from China at this point. I think for a lot of the other pharmaceuticals, we really don't have a good handle on exactly how much and which pharmaceuticals come from China.
What aspect of the coronavirus and its impact on China has you the most concerned about potential disruptions to the supply chain?
I think the fact that it originated in Wuhan, which is really one of the main centers of the pharmaceutical and biotechnology industry in China. It has their first BSL-4, which is the biosafety level 4 lab. So a lot of the pharmaceutical companies are located there. So when they quarantined the entire city, that's going to create problems for getting things out of the city. And then they're also going to want to maintain supplies there.
So it's really just kind of a quirk of geography more than anything else, it sounds like.
Yeah, I think if it had occurred anywhere in China at some point, you would feel the effects. But I think the fact that it came from Wuhan is potentially, I don't want to say absolutely, but is potentially going to speed up the effects that we will see.
Well, what kind of timeline are you looking at? I mean, when might we start to notice some of these effects?
Well, right now we're already seeing some shortages in our medical supplies, so masks and personal protective equipment, which are like your gowns and your gloves and that sort of thing. We're already seeing shortages in that. And so, you know, I don't have a definitive timeline, but I would say if the outbreak continues for another few months at the pace it's been going, I think we could start to see shortages of some pharmaceuticals.
Is there a sense that some of those, especially you mentioned some of the gowns and masks and other medical devices, is there a concern that those are needed more in China, that even if they wanted to send them and we wanted to accept them, that they're just needed elsewhere?
Yeah, I do think that's a big part of it. I think that's a problem for medications, too, is that, you know, if there's an outbreak there, they're going to want to keep all of that in country, which I think is something you can't really fault any country for doing. If you need the supplies, you're going to keep it there rather than sending it elsewhere. So I think there's definitely a little bit of that. China makes the vast majority of the N95 masks, which are those masks with the special respirator on them. And they have more people with coronavirus, so they have a higher need to keep that in country as opposed to sending them here or anywhere else in the world.
Do you foresee an effort by pharmaceutical companies to try to restart manufacturing either in the U.S. or a country other than China?
I haven't seen anything about that, but that is really what we're pushing for. We're trying to spread the message that pharmaceuticals should be considered similar to weapons systems. You know, we don't produce our weapons outside of the United States because it's an issue of national security. And we really believe at the Scowcroft Institute, we really believe that pharmaceuticals should be in that same vein, that we should be producing those things in the United States. And that's not to say that there shouldn't be any free trade, because I'm a big proponent of free trade. But in this particular instance, it's an issue of national security. So that's what we would like to see. But I haven't heard any of that in any discussions.
What would have to happen in order for that to start taking place?
It would require a pretty large change, actually. At this point, there aren't any or many industries functioning in the United States. So we'd have to really, really restart in the entire system. There's been a lot of job loss for chemists in the U.S. There's not a high demand, so there's a lot of unemployment. And it would really just require turning the entire system around, and that could take years if we started today.
I was going to say, that sounds like not something that happens overnight, and probably something that doesn't come cheap.
No, it definitely wouldn't come cheap, and it definitely wouldn't happen overnight, which is why we're trying to stress it, because even from this point, it would probably take several years, if not, you know, a decade, to get it back to the point where we could be self-sufficient in the pharmaceutical industry.
Christy Blackburn is Deputy Director of the Pandemic and Biosecurity Policy Program at the Bush School of Government and Public Service at Texas A&M University.